Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite! Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the best experiences, generically speaking, is to fall in love. We all know this at the center of our hearts. We look at a young man who meets a woman and is just captivated by her goodness. Suddenly, this man's thoughts just become centered around her. He wants to serve her, just to be with her, wants to be around her. Her name becomes sweet, and he just wants to talk about her and can't hold back from expressing himself to his friends. And that's exactly why the last sentence of our gospel today is one of the scripture passages that comes back to my mind, maybe more than any. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. When we hear people tell us we have to evangelize, I think part of our hearts groan a little bit, thinking like, I've got to force myself to speak about Jesus and force it in conversation. Or maybe I have to just learn, study more so I know how to say exactly the right thing. Our gospel, that phrase, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. When we become in love with the Lord, we can't help but just speaking about him. When we read about the saints, we hear about people when this reality is true. But not just the saints. I know we all have people in our lives that when we're around them, they just naturally can't help speaking about the Lord. And they're not forcing it. They're just so used to being with him, to speaking his praises, so used to having their hearts filled with him, that they naturally just can't help but talk about how good God is. And I want that so bad, more than I have now, just to be so convinced of God's goodness, to be so filled in my heart with him, to actually be in love with the Lord, to want to be with him, to want to talk about him more and more, that it just happens besides me. I think the reason that doesn't happen more is because we're in love with other things. We find ourselves in love with some bad things, some obvious sins, but also in love with good things, like coffee. We can't help ourselves being in love with that so much. Or maybe we're in love with shopping. We find ourselves in love with the pleasure of possessions. We find ourselves in love with just a couple of finer things in life, desserts, extra things like that. And we're addicted to that pleasure, in love with that pleasure. Or maybe it's just control and my own ego, and I'm in love with myself. All those are good things. The problem is not those things. The problem is when we become in love with those things. Because when that happens, it fills our hearts and makes it so there is not room for our hearts to be filled with the Lord. And when that happens, we are in love with these things instead of being in love with the Lord, which is why I love Lent. Just a few days, we have Ash Wednesday, and it is so exciting because Lent is the season we recognize our hearts are filled with things that are not God. Those things aren't bad. The problem is we're in love with those things, and that casts God out of our hearts. This Lent, we fall out of love with those things that fill our hearts so that we can fall in love with the Lord. Lent is not about discipline, as good as that is. Lent is not about losing a few pounds, as good as that is. Lent is about falling in love with God. And Lent is so good because we stop doing the, I should stop that, I'll work on it a bit. And we actually hit the ground running and say, I'm going to do whatever it takes to fall out of love with this. Because this right here is what's keeping me from the Lord and keeping me from having a relationship with him that's actually not just checking off the boxes, but actually in love with the Lord. Actually to the point of I desire to be with him. To the point of I can't help but talk about him. And it just happens because I'm with him. But the nitty gritty, when the rubber hits the road, is our self-denials, our falling out of love with coffee or screens or whatever it is. Whatever it is we need to fall out of love with. That right there is what our Lent is all about. So our spiritual exercise for today, preparing for Ash Wednesday, preparing for Lent. I always had, every Ash Wednesday, got so annoyed when the priest preached on how to prepare for what we should give up. Like, we are past that. We should have figured that out a few days ago. So today, our spiritual exercise, take paper and take pen and pray with the Lord by writing on the top, what am I in love with? Or maybe, what do I need to fall out of love with this Lent? And I think we'll answer that question pretty easily, whether it's screens, whether it's coffee, whether it's myself, whatever it is that takes up my attention, takes up too much space in my heart, so much that I am in love with it and desire that thing too much, that'll become pretty clear that I'm in love with that too much. Then after that, once I know what I have to fall out of love with, what can I do to fall in love with the Lord? When we make space for God by giving up coffee, by giving up screens, he fills it. And it helps him so much by just taking a little extra effort for maybe a little more prayer, maybe a little more time with the Bible, maybe a little extra time just to be with him in adoration in the oratory. Whatever it is, we take a step to fall out of love, and then we take a second step to fall in love with the Lord. And that right there is what Lent is all about. And Lent is so good because we don't go halfway. We're willing to be aggressive, to say that right there. I'm done noticing it's there and just saying, I should work on that. Now, this Lent, we go before the Lord and say, that right there is filling my heart too much, and I'm in love with that too much. Lord, I want to do away with it and just say no for 40 days so that I can fall out of love with it. And Lord, fall in love with you so that my heart might be filled with you, and I can't help but just speak of how good you are.